of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Sorry about that. I just called, got you. You called me back. How are you? I've got a thing in the mail, in my mail from you. I have a reservation code, and I want to get some more information from you.
Absolutely. If you can read that off, I'll look you up in our system here.
Sure. 2311-0601-0032-3466.
3466. All righty. And that's for NESAIM LLC.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. And this is the best number to reach out then. I'm actually leaving a long voicemail on the other end.
No, this is the best number to get me.
Okay, and what was your name?
Sorry, I was taking a drink, Todd.
Not a problem. I just had mine actually too, so. So for whatever reason, they didn't put your name in the file here. What was your name, sir?
Todd, T-O-D-D.
All right, Todd. And this is your cell phone number, I take it.
Cell phone office, because my construction company, all I do is federal, state, municipal work.
Okay.
So every call comes to me because, you know, and we do a lot of FEMA work, so I live with this phone.
Well, if you're connected and networked in that aspect, you're always going to have some work. The only thing is, from my experience, they tend to pay you a little slow sometimes. But that they might have corrected that.
No, they pay with a credit. And the towns, what I do is I set up with a factoring company, and because the factoring company reports to Moody's, the bond rating agency, all the towns and the states I work for, I get paid in 15 to 25 days.
That's not bad at all. Actually, I was an IBW electrician down here in San Diego, and we worked on Camp Pendleton quite a bit, and some of the contractors I worked for weren't getting paid sometimes, you know, 3-6 months out even. It was pretty bad, but
I was that way too, and I factored, and one of the things that I discovered with the factory company, you know, there's no way to affect the municipality with their bond rating. And once I found out that these guys reported to Moody, and let me tell you something, I am on a priority pay list with everybody because the towns don't want to have to cost more for them to borrow money. And they and one town tried to ban me from factoring. I said, but you got other guys that factor. They go, yeah, but yours is the only one that reports to Moody's, and it affects what we borrow money. I said, well, then you ought to pay your bills.
How about you pay me on time? That helps things out.
Well, you know, one of the things that a lot of guys don't know, and in the contracting world, is that we have an on-staff attorney. My attorney reached for all contracts, and about 15 years ago, we started realizing that from a legal standpoint, they don't ever have to pay you because there's no payment terms.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
And again, and you would automatically think that they got to pay. So then the city then puts, we endeavor to pay. It says we endeavor to pay our bills within 30 days. It was crazy.
That is crazy. That's a big loophole there they have.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's good you got to figure it out sooner than later, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So based off what we see here, or at least I see here, it looks like you're pre-qualified with us. You've actually worked with a bank before called Financial Pacific that we're familiar with. So they gave us a good reference on your business. I assume that was probably for some equipment, I take it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Is that what you're looking for today? Are you looking for more equipment or just a working capital type loan? Or?
I didn't know what you guys had available. We just got some huge contracts. Like in the city of Haven in New Haven, Connecticut, where I'm from, if you get a contract, they can extend it for 3 years. It saves them money from a procurement point, and as long as they're happy, that's what they do. So every contract, like we just got a contract for what's called street sweeping removals, and it's $238,000 per year for the next 3 years. We also have a contract for the leaf removal, the organic recycling, and the brush, and the scrap tires. So I have like 14 contracts with the city, and it works out awesome for me. So this one we just got, and we're looking at a screener and some dump trailers, and I was actually looking to find out if you guys will refinance existing loans that we originally got at a higher rate.
Absolutely. I mean, we do it all the time. I can look into it for you, and if it's something that benefits you, we have no problem doing that at all.
Yep.
As far as the working capital goes, were you looking into working capital or just to refinance those to...
I had a couple options because I'm not looking for any more than 25 to 50 for working capital because of how quick we get paid, which is a good thing. Second of all, we're looking for more equipment and possibly refinancing or restructuring. Now, I saw that in the thing you sent me that a secured loan, they do 5 years, unsecured three. I'd rather, you know, do a secured loan with the equipment.
Okay.
I just wasn't sure how that worked.
Well, in order to, there's a couple ways to look at it. If we refinance, you know, obviously our goal is to save you some money each month on it and maybe even stretch out a term. You know, if you're, how far paid are you into the current ones you'd want to refinance?
About a year.
About a year, okay. And did you take a 5-year term on those or?
I'll usually take a longer term as long as the interest in whatever we're dealing is front loaded. And we find the ones that are front-loaded that, you know, and it's just like right now, like with this contract, I want to buy 3 trailers. I got a guy that the trailers that I want, he upgraded his trailers. So I've known him for a while, 2001, 2002 trailers he has, they're dump trailers. He was asking $15,000 each. I can get them for $9,000 each. And the trailers, you know, he upgraded to like the $60,000, you know, they're 10 cubic yards bigger. Only reason he got rid of them. And actually, he does kind of what I do, but it's a whole different end of the state. So we're kind of, as we say, professional allies.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if he has an issue or I have an issue, we work together. I have an invoice for those trailers.
Okay.
With VIN numbers and everything. And I just didn't know, like, what your guys' high rate is, low rate. You know, I know it's all depending on credit. You know, the way credit is now, it's, you know, depending on the day or which bureau you pull it from, you know. So
it really does. Me and my stepmother, she's out here. And I'm still here. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me okay?
Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right.